Hi, welcome to this energy session. This monthly energy session is the divine is with you always and at all times. First, I'd like to say something. You'll notice that the way I'm recording isn't the typical, the way I record the other videos here on YouTube. And that's because I had to move to Zoom for tonight's recording. I had a hardware failure in my studio, and now I'm going to need to replace that. So if you're enjoying these movies, please, donations are so helpful. After all these years, I am going to have to replace something up in the studio. Thanks. Enough said. Tonight's session is designed to be an introduction to get you in. To start the flow and then allow you to just take off in your own meditation, take off in your own choice of light work you might want to do, seva work, whatever it is that you're doing with the with spiritual connection. It's before you start doing what you want to do. A way to connect in. So, as people on the planet, we're incarnated in this body system. You can look at it as though you are you and you have a spiritual aspect to you, or you have an immortal nature. Or you can look at it that you are indeed immortal and you just happen to be living. Inside this shell, inside this body system that is mortal. So, as this, we often feel disconnected. We feel alone. Oh, for most of my life, and even now sometimes, I feel alone, especially when I'm in a crowd of people. That's something different, though. And you are never alone. You cannot be alone. The divine, in all of its aspects, you are an aspect of the divine. I'm an aspect of the divine. Every person is an aspect, a piece of the consciousness that makes up the divine. Your spiritual team, your guides, your teachers, those beings that give you little ideas that you didn't know where it came from, that's so helpful. And many others, then they're always there. And they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to be aware of it. So we're going to help strengthen that awareness. We're even going to call upon some of these beings to help us. And that'll be really, really great. Thank you. So the first thing I'd like us to do is a clearing breath. There are all kinds of clearing breaths out there, millions of modalities. The Shaktify way is to take a deep breath in through the nose if you can, and immediately exhale it vocally. It's the vibration in the throat that aids with this clearing technique. Go ahead and try that. Good, good, good. How wonderful is that? So let us close our eyes. And choose to be in the center of the core being. In the center of the core being, you are there at your node, how you entered into this crystalline structure, this body system in the first place. And the Antahkarana connects you to source. I show it going up because all the models have it going up. It doesn't matter. You are connected. Do you feel energy there? Perhaps you do. You feel like an energy, a softness, something different than before you entered the center of the core being. That's you as consciousness. And it depends how we identify with how successful we'll be in doing spiritual work. If we are this being in a body who happens to have a soul, happens to have this spiritual connection, there in the center of the core of being, you are witnessing your essence. But what if you are that essence? What if you are that consciousness and you witness life? You witness the body system rather than being the body system witnessing the consciousness. Just a different perspective, a different point of view. That's what's key. That's what helps you be in the world, but not of the world. It helps you not get caught up in all the drama and trauma of the world, you know, in your personal life. And it's a good thing. So, right here in the center of the core being, just ask a question. Any question. You can ask a question that you know the answer to. You can ask a question that you don't know the answer to. And you can ask a question that you think you know the answer to. Now, when you do that, you'll get an answer. Perhaps in words, perhaps in pictures, perhaps in something that occurs tomorrow. Each person is wired differently, and your level of devotion and dedication to your spiritual path is what improves this connection. If God gives you a piano, you can't just sit down and play Mozart. You got to practice. Same thing with this. That's why it's called a spiritual practice. And I hope you at least meditate every day, even just for 5, 10 minutes. It'll really, really help you. So let us just be. Ask to allow your to be allowed. Ask to be allowed to be aware of your guides and teachers and those beings that are working with you in service to the light. In the center of the core being, have the thought to activate the base chakra, might make it a little bit better. Some of you are wired that this will help you become aware of these other beings. And this is where it all starts. In consciousness, God is the sum total of all consciousness. Some people who don't like using words from the spiritual realm refer to it as the quantum field, because it is a quantum field. God doesn't care what you call God. There's only one God, the sum total of all consciousness. And we are each pieces and parts of it. So in the center of the core being, you connect with all of consciousness. So you connect with all beings everywhere in lighted creation. So let's call in Raphael to the east and we'll go around clockwise. Michael to the south, Gabriel, Uriel, Or-El above, Kra-El below, Yisrael in the middle. To come forth now and create safe, sacred space within which we can do this work. And if you want, you can ask that the cube of space be oriented in absolute perfection for you. That's a more advanced spiritual geometry piece that you can work with at this level. This is good. So, what would you want? Perhaps you want these beings, these Ofanim, to help you raise up and purify all the sacred objects, places, and spaces in your home. So ask for that now. Is the energy around you changing? Are you feeling subtle shifts within you? Just allow yourself to be aware of this. That's great. So there in the center of the core being, you can ask for your guides to be present with you. If you want to do that, do that. Now ask a question. You've invited beings to be with you, your guides, your teachers. You don't need to know the names, that's not important. Let's just ask that question and listen for an answer. Answers are not always instantaneous, and they come in various formats. So this is where it gets a little bit different. We can ask for their help. Ask for the energies that you need now on your path, spiritual path. Easy enough. Breathe it in through your nose. Fill the center of the core being with this. And as we've done in the other recordings here, you want to activate it. Let me just turn it on. You want to energize it, which means kick it into the excited state, if you remember your science classes. You want to amplify it, which is like turning up the volume on a stereo. And you want to anchor it in on that node in the center of the core being. That node is your node on the grid of humanity. It's not a Cartesian coordinate system, it's not in two dimensions, but it is a grid. And you have a node. Maybe you have a friend who's not feeling well, emotionally, mentally, physically. Ask for the energies that would help that person and breathe that in and fill the center of the core being with those energies. We're just keeping this very, very, very simple. Easy things to do. There's no thinking here, there's just deciding what you want to do. Activate, energize, amplify, and anchor these energies on your node and just send them from to your friend or whomever in the best possible way. There's basically four ways to send out the energy and just ask for the best one. We don't know what the best one is in the moment. Good. Good. So the point here is that these beings are always here. They're always there to help. Just ask. And they will help you. They won't help you fix the washing machine. They won't help you do your dishes. But they can give you options and ideas that you may not have thought about to fix the washing machine. Or when the opportune time is to do the dishes so that you get everything else done too, right? They're there to help you and guide you if you want, if you choose, in every aspect of life. Minute to minute, moment to moment. And you always retain free will choice. They're just making suggestions. Which may come as an impulse, as a desire to do something all of a sudden, and why am I wanting to do that? This is where that comes from. Good. So, this is a very, very simple thing to do, just to connect. And the easiest place to connect is to remember that your consciousness. And just choose to be in the center of the core of being and activate the base chakra. You want to take this to the next level? Keep your eyes closed, be in the center of the core of being, activate the base chakra. That's the one that's below the feet. It's about 6 to 8 inches below the feet, not on the bottom of each foot. That's a different, those are minor chakras. Now choose to be deep within the I Am presence. Perhaps we'll do an energy session on this soon. Choose to be deep within the I Am presence and receive three relaxed, deep breaths. Relaxed is more important than deep. Through your nose, if you can, and if you can't, through your mouth. This technique is very forgiving. And when you're done with your three breaths, choose to be back in the center of the core being. You may notice that energy followed you back. That's a good thing. You could choose, if you want, to activate, energize, amplify, anchor it, allow it to permeate your entirety, which is all your mortal bits and all your immortal bits, and allow it to affect change within you. Why do you think it was given to you in the first place? There are different energies that have different frequencies, different waveforms, and they're all for different purposes. Shakti is divine energy, is intelligent energy that reacts to purpose. So you can call energies in to do a specific task and start playing and experimenting. And if you want to learn more about this, I'd be more than happy to help you. There are others that can help you with some of this. But just see if this is in your bailiwick. Is this something that you'd like to explore for yourself? As you start doing this and dedicating yourself or doing it more often, or things begin to develop. You have innate abilities. Everybody has different innate abilities. Well, some people call them gifts. I just call them abilities. But you can't just sit down and use it until you practice it. But and this is how those start to develop. And they get stronger and more accurate. And it's a good thing. Very few people on the planet are bothering to work with any of this stuff. I hope that changes. I hope we all choose to remember and reconnect to Source, reconnect to God. Be a full member of this wonderful, wonderful creation that we're in, this creation of consciousness. There's so much information, so much to be learned if that's what you want to do, so much to be explored and experienced. Allow yourself that luxury. Keep things of the light. And remember God in all things. Thank you so much for participating in these energy sessions. If you want, you can make comments. I know there's probably questions about some of this stuff. Please, I'll get back to it as quickly as I can. And you can subscribe to the station if you want and get notified when I put new videos up. I've been doing it for a while now. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.